The picture just to the right here is captioned, "Ready for printing your first print." But I have to tell you that what you see there, the paste, pigment, block, brush and baron, are just exactly the same kind of tools and materials that a total professional printer uses on his workbench. It doesn't look any different than this. I mean, he lays it out a certain way, of course, on his nice bench, but it's the same stuff. All the old beautiful Japanese prints of the old days, you can imagine the beautiful Utamoto prints or whatever, they were made with just the same kind of collection of gear as you see in this picture. And this reminds me of a great story. And I've got a book published here. Where is it? It's 1894. It's published by the Smithsonian Institution in Washington. And they had done an exchange deal where they got some tools and materials sent over from Japan. This was Meiji-era Japan. They got some tools and materials sent over to show the Americans who visited the museum, you know, what was used to make all those beautiful Japanese prints. And they got the printing gear and arranged it. And in the book, they say this: "A visitor to the National Museum who sees the exhibit of Japanese woodcutting and woodcut printing will most probably take it for granted that he has before him a collection of miniature models." They go on to say, "In this assumption, he would, however, be grossly mistaken." It really just seems beyond belief that such a minimal amount of stuff, I mean, you couldn't get any more low-tech than this, is capable of producing such glorious, glorious, complex, beautiful, deep, astonishing Japanese woodblock prints. So I sit here, ready for printing your first print, but also the gear you have here is ready for printing your last ever print. One day.